how to respond helpfully. Dad, here's the steps that I told you tonight. Dad comes in. Boy, you two sound angry at each other. He's holding up the mirror. He's not jumping in to scold or call adjectives. Yeah, she grabbed my zebra and I was making a zoo. I wanted to play with it too. Dad stays emotionally separate, mindful. He's not having a bad day. So it was your idea to build a zoo and you wanted to do it by yourself. That's right. He got validated. Anger melts down. But when you saw him playing, you wanted it too, didn't you? Now she's feeling validated. Yeah. Do you know that feeling where you feel like the person who has authority really gets it? I have to do this in my office all the time. I have to validate each person, and then they're really aligned with me. She really gets me. And the partner's thinking, she really gets me. Now we're going to get somewhere because they both feel validated. All right. I see. He's taking his time here. He's making them think. He's not reactive. This is a tough one. You know, do that Columbo scratch your head stuff. Two children who both want to use the same toys at the same time. Now, I'm going to stop here. If your children are already attached to getting a reaction out of you, what did I teach you is going to happen when you change the way you parent? What happens to children? What happens to you if your boss changes or you have a substitute teacher? You get confused and you also do what? What do you do on that bus when it's a different bus driver or a substitute teacher? Or if your boss, You test them, you act out, your children get worse before they get better. So it's going to be, you got to put this into action and hang in there. Because they're used to and escalating the screaming because they know they can do what? They got that big hook behind them. And they're going to take that hook, sling it out, grab you, fish you, and pull you in for bait. Don't go there. I don't care if they scream. Just say you're screaming. Say I can't hear you. Go like this. Make a joke. I hope no blood's going to fly. Use some humor. Whatever it takes. Separate them. But always come back and solve it. So, this is a tough one. Two children who both want to use the same toys at the same time. I have confidence that if you two put your heads together, you'll come up with a solution that feels fair to each of you. While you're working on it, I'm reading the paper. So he's out of there.